July is always a hopeful time of the year in the NFL, and everyone has a few dreams and wishes that seem within reach in the hot summer weeks before the reality of the season starts to set in. Even Jeff Fisher, it seems. The headline the other day was that Fisher, the ex-Rams and Titans head coach, hopes to return to the NFL sideline someday soon. And to that I say, good luck with that one, Jeff. Fisher wouldn't be on my short list, or my long one for that matter. A few quick reminders about Fisher's track record as a 22-year NFL head coach. He's tied with Dan Reeves for the most regular season losses in league history at 165. And though he has won 173 games, his 5-12 winning percentage is not exactly Hall of Fame material. Fisher's last winning season was with the 2008 Titans, who went one and done despite being the AFC's top seed. His last postseason victory came in 2003 in Tennessee, and 8 of his final 10 clubs finished at 500 or worse, with last year's 4-9 effort in Los Angeles dropping his 5-year mark with the Rams to a dismal 31-45-1. Fisher has had his chance, and then some, and I can't imagine how you sell his brand of mediocrity, or worse, to a win-starved fan base desperate for better days. Yes, once upon a time, he coached in a Super Bowl with the 1999 Titans, but so did Jim Fossil with the 2000 Giants, and I don't see anyone beating down his door to return him to the ranks of NFL head coaches. Jeff Fisher, back running an NFL team once again? With his lackluster record? Keep dreaming, Jeff. For Patriots.com, I'm Don Banks.